that. I couldn't figure out what was going on. Just walked in and turned out all the lights. Look at this.
I got a little greasy.
Oil in his hair.
Yeah. Eddie just stuck me into the car to change the oil and lubricate it and everything, you know.
Oh, you did.
And he says, yeah. And he says, I usually work in a pattern. See, I pull the plug and then I let the oil drain and I check the tires and the rear end and I put the plug in, then I drain the filter if they want that. And then I grease the car last. That way it doesn't drip on you. Oh, that's a good idea, Eddie. So I did that. And then I greased it and walked right into it. So he says, well, it'll save you on Vitalis. Just get your wire brush and some kerosene and rub it in your head. That'll get it out.
Says, well, Rick looks authentic now. Got a little oil in his hair.
How'd you do that?
Oh, I just stuck my head in it. You know, you squirt it in the fitting and a little leaks out. And you walk to the next fitting, and you don't duck your head. Then I turned and walked into the tire, and bounced off it. Eddie gets a big kick. He just sits back there and smiles. Says, they're hard, aren't they? I go off and rub my head. Yeah, Eddie, they're hard.
Well, you know, on that old tractor, I get back there to put the... connect the power takeoff, and I always lean over where I put the grease, and always get all my shirts get greased. And I can't remember it. I don't have to wear an apron. All I got to do is take that old crow sack that's on the seat and throw it over the side there and lean against that.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember that.
No.
And it's right across here. That's where it is.
It was Aaron Miller's boy was in there.
Yeah.
You know?
His boy.
Yeah, well, I guess he's late 20s now.
Oh.
His boy. He just got fired.
Well.
This is the one that went down.
I don't know which
couch.
One this is. He lives in a trailer just up the road a piece.
Oh.
And he told me... Well, he said when he was 14, they got that station, and it had been an old Bay station when they got it. And it used to be, there's a billboard, Morrison Billboard, and they got that. That's what the station used to be, and then a year later, Shell bought the Bay. No. The road came through, and they tore it down and put up a bigger station. But he said what happened was old Mr. Huff was going to sell that land to the Richardsons. But he said to Mr. Miller, now you just step off what you need for your station. So he says, Daddy did that. He just stepped off what he needed. And he still rents that land from Huff.
Yeah.
Just that little piece. And so that old Mr. Huff must be a pretty nice fellow. And he said, oh, yeah. Yeah. But he had his truck on the left there, so he went on to work. But his son was the right talkative fellow. I talked to him, except he was just talking about trucks tonight and all the parts and things.
Well, at least you run into him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only place you would.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did she talk to Janet all the time?
Well, she sat in that warm office.
Warm? It was hot. Eddie walked in and turned on the little gas heater, and it was so hot I thought we were going to burn up in there. That's because this kid's wife and the little baby came, and Janet saw them coming in when she had a 9-month-old baby. And they walked in, and Janet said, well, it won't be too long before Kelly comes out, one of her kids. That she smelled the baby a mile off, and pretty soon this child came around to the side of the service station window. I have never seen anything so cute in my life. She had her dinner. She was bringing the plate to the puppy, and she looked like she put her face in it and gone like that.
I've never seen that child with a face.
It was just black all over, just black. Cutest little kid, but just slacks and food all down the front of her. And she kind of sneaks around and looks in and is running around at this plate. And Janet yells at her, you break that plate and I'll smack you one, she says. She kind of works around the kids. You know, she sort of gets up for 5 minutes and goes down and gets, what's his name, the oldest one at his Cub Scout meeting, and comes back. And she said, well, they're in there eating supper. And then this one child came out with a plate, and she said, oh, I guess they're through with supper now. She said, a little later on, she says, well, I guess I better do something with this one. So she walked into the house, and I thought, well, you know, I've seen the last of her. She's gone to put the kids to bed. About 5 minutes later, she came back out again. She said, I got two of them in the bathtub now. We'll try the other two later. Just as casual, just sort of sat down, talked till the station closed.
I tell you, there's nothing like being casual where children are concerned.
That's right.
If you start tying their shoestrings for them,
that's right,
you're lost.
Those four were just over on the station, too. I mean, if you tried to keep a line on all of them, it'd be all over. You wouldn't have a chance.
Mm-hmm. Well, she says Jeffrey, the oldest one, is a Cub. No, he's not a Cub Scout. He's the thing that you are between a Cub.
Weeblow.
A Weeblow. Between a Cub Scout and a Boy Scout. I said, what's that? She said, it's a Weeblow. It's a new thing, she said. The only thing different, that Miller's wife says, oh, they have to get a new uniform. No, says Janet. The only thing that's different is they have to have a new tie, and it has to be plaid.
Now, I didn't really take it all in when you came back. Stuck your head in the head and said you'd take the chivy over there. Now, what was the idea? Back to that.
Well, I just didn't know how long Rick was going to be there. So I thought I'd follow over in the chivy.
No, didn't quite know what Eddie had in store, you know.
Well, that's...
He might get to working late. But he didn't. I started to put another... I put another car in the rack and started to raise that. I mean, don't raise that up. I'll do that in the morning.
He'd had enough.
Yeah, come 9 o'clock, that was it.
Yeah, and then Janet hit him to change the roll of paper and the adding machine. Oh, he was mad. They're going to tally up the receipts for the charge card thing. She says, he'll change that, won't roll anymore. And he's just muttering away, slamming the adding machinery. He's had enough of machines, I think.
You know that one man to a car thing, me as screwball. I see the Audubon people. They come out here, a dozen or two dozen of them, and damned if they don't all come in their own car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just to see a few birds.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about pollution all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they do.
Yeah, air pollution.
Mr. Nealon does the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he races up in that old car of his, you see, the only one in it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't do it because I don't go anywhere.
Not too many people come by at night.
At the station? Uh-huh. I suppose between 5 and 7 or something it's busy. But after that it starts slacking off.
Yeah, only about 3 cars came for gas the whole time of the day.
But that's when he's working, getting a lot of repairs done.
I can go over there and sit in that glass place, and it's just like front row theater to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I could stay all day, and Janet comes and goes, and I watch these people come and go. It's just, but I've never been over there when it was slow, you know. It's just somebody coming in and out all the time.
Well, they go off and they don't stay long enough.
They close up on you.
I don't know. I'm not talking about the night thing. I'm talking about the dental, and I don't know what it is. You see, you all don't tell me. The things that I need to know, you don't tell me. That's your exposure. You can't be exposed unless you're there.
Yeah.
And hell, anybody can just hang on if they want to. They can't get you. They can't push you off.
Well.
What is it spring? I want to know. What is it that sends you home so soon?
I won't tell you what I said.
Just stick around. They can't drive you off. Anyway, you go. Just sit down. Make a little conversation and let them make it. What is it, Fain? What is this? Is it this courtesy business?
Well, they're afraid they're intruders. And, you know, when Miss Mary, even to my mother, when Mother came for a visit to stay with us, Miss Mary said, "Now, I want you to come over and set a spell," that's her word, meaning all day. Come over and spend the day with me.
Yeah.
My mother, at her age, said to me, "Well, I haven't heard of anything like that since I was a child. Nobody goes and sets a spell anymore." I said, "Why, Mother? Miss Mary does.
Shirley does.
Shirley does.
Mm-hmm.
You go and you set a spell. You don't go for 15-minute visits.
No,
because
do
things
me all
work
the time,
up.
But leaving so soon.
Shirley has never forgiven us. We can't do it. Shirley's never forgiven us. When she invites us over for an evening, she means the evening."
Mm-hmm.
That's right. We went to a weenie roast over there. You see, I stayed a couple of hours and I'd had enough. And they had a little fire going, and bonfire or weenie fire, weenie roast fire, and everything. Why, the next time I saw them, she said they didn't go to bed till 11 or 12 o'clock. They just sat out there and talked.
And sang. And she said, children said, "Well, why did the Mouses go? We invited them to come."
Yeah, you just go prepared to set.
And let things happen. If they don't happen, just keep set.
I don't know what the recipe is.
No.
But, timing. I don't know what goes on. I don't know.
Suzanne used to go and spend the day with Miss Mary. Go in the morning and she'd spend the whole day. And she got to where she'd go quite often and spend the day with Mr. Weaver. By the day she'd spend a long time. She'd eat lunch with him and they'd talk. She'd go out in the yard and play with the dogs.
Yeah.
She got to where he'd go ahead about his business and she'd go sit and talk to the dogs and then he'd come out and talk to her again. And finally she'd get
there. I don't know what happened.
But it took a long time before she could just sort of be casual and settle in.
Really?
mean, you used to go to Tony's, you never just went in for 15 minutes.
Mm.
And when you go see your friends, Daddy, you don't go in for just an hour. Uh-huh. The same thing.
Mm.
You don't just...
Or she gets lost when she goes over to have a candy or something like that.
That's different.
Fell in the well. Huh?
Fell in the well, took a boat trip.
Yeah, it's just, you know, all he was saying was, what is it that makes us, him and me, and you all, you know, it's just sort of a little visit. And this business has come and set a spell. You know, it's out of our culture.
Mm-hmm.
And with our friends, we do it. So, we just were wondering. Yeah. Okay. Well, I got three more figures to make in here. Yeah. I know Suzanne used to say, she used to say, well, you know, we don't want to intrude. We want to be sure we're not intruding. And